Once again, I'm on. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me again. My name is Yasmeen, but you can call me Yazzie Austin because it's, you know, got a little ring to it. I hope that you have been amazing. I genuinely have been praying for you. We have been going through so much shit. And I have just realized that I am going to talk about us millennials, okay? Because we have been really experiencing some shit, and we have been evolving, and we have so much fortitude and so much grit and so much resilience that I think we don't acknowledge and kind of peel back. Sometimes we don't acknowledge that we need to slow down in order to go faster. All that we have actually been hit with. So I kind of want to just digest that for a minute. And I have a special treat for you. My husband is actually present. We're just relaxing, enjoying an evening that we seldom get. We both are busting our ass, which I know that you can identify with. I know that whatever you're doing, you're doing your best to contribute to all people, to contribute to your family, to get shit done, take care of today, prepare up for tomorrow. There are so many things on your mind that some days you fucking snap. That some days you apologize for releasing the pressure that has been building up in your life. The things that you hold in secret because you are so kind to not want to burden other people. I see you. I just want to acknowledge that you are not alone, that I feel the weight that you carry and I share it, and we are going to get through this, and your purpose is greater than your existence, and you're doing a good fucking job. You're actually doing an amazing job. I'm speaking to myself. I'm speaking to you. I want you to continue to have the fortitude to push on, but also have so much self-awareness that when you need to stop, you come to a screeching halt if you need to, okay? I need you to be comfortable advocating for yourself so much that if you only are at 30%, that you rest in 30% comfortably, that there is no guilt associated with that. Okay, you don't carry the weight of that. You release yourself from any pressure of being whatever the hell you think you have to be, because you don't need to allow your thoughts to control you. If you learn to control your thoughts, you absolutely have the power to do that. I talk to myself, guys. I have learned that because I did not exist in an environment where I was nourished in the way that I would have liked or that I would have expected to be nourished, that sometimes you got to be your own damn best friend. You either have to be the coach, you have to be the cheerleader, or you have to be sitting on the bench waiting for your turn. Just, yo, I'm ready, coach. Whenever you're ready, tap me in. And sometimes you ain't fucking ready. That's why you're sitting on the bench, right? But no matter where you're at in your position, you have to play it for yourself. You do so much for other people. You pour and you pour and you pour. When you are depleted, who fills you up? I talked earlier with a friend of mine about rerouting yourself, and it was such a profound conversation. I wish you guys would have heard it. It would have been a blessing to you. It was such a blessing to me. But we talked about how excruciatingly painful it is to uproot yourself from everything you're comfortable with and everything that you have learned. How sometimes when you are growing, the pruning process is so painful. You are not celebrated. You are not supported. And you are going against what is comfortable for everybody else. You know, so it's a difficult thing to maintain and be happy among people who should be happy for you, right? They just don't have the capacity to do that. They haven't healed. They don't exist in that world. But you have to live in your purpose through that and uprooting yourself, creating a new environment also means creating your village. Sometimes your day twos need to grow into your day threes, and sometimes your day threes become nourishment that you did not have previously. So once you experience a new life, you know, in that way it's the whole premise that I'm trying to bring about is like uprooting yourself comes with being comfortable with changing your environment. It's going to fucking hurt and you're going to lose people along the way. It's such a comfortability with the people that have been around you, but they may not always be for you. They're just attached. They're just attached. But if we can keep with the analogy of being rooted, sometimes they could cause you to wilt, right? And the only way to extinguish that is to completely sever the ties. I'm just talking here, people. You guys know that. It's just so much going on that I want to acknowledge that I know that you are going through so much. I know that it's crazy out here for us. I know that it is. There are so many things that we don't talk about. There are so many things that have been put on us that we have just swallowed. We have absorbed. We took it on the chin. Mm-hmm. We made something out of nothing. I know I am doing my absolute best to exist, not only as a good human being, but as an incredible contributor to this society. I don't have to do that. Mind, body, I could be soul, focused on pouring into myself. Mind. You know? But all of us desire to contribute to other people, irregardless of the traumas and all of the bullshit that has been put on us. And yes, if you don't think that things have been put on us as millennials, like there are a multitude of things that are just fucked. The healthcare system, the housing market. I mean, within the Black community, Black culture, I am just devastated at the things that I see because I know that I, as a beautiful, intelligent, poised to the best of my ability, because I got it in me to be ranch, you know, Black woman, am in far greater company than those who are what I believe are a detriment to my culture. Okay, I'm in far greater abundance. There's far greater incredible, beautiful, intelligent, poised, graceful, respectful Black women than there are otherwise. But they're louder. We building. We got shit to do. I have a husband to contribute to, children to raise, a purpose to fulfill. You know, so there are things that I cannot put my attention to. There are things that I can't even address right now because I'm building. Maybe at some point I may have the capacity to, but for right now, I have to remain focused, you know. And I hope that you have the capacity to be patient with yourself. I know that you have the fortitude to keep going. I know that you can rip and run. I know that you can get shit done. But when you gotta rest, you have to acknowledge that as a part of your process. It is not just about going and getting shit done. And listen, like, dog, you have to be 100%. And you have to have some type of self-awareness. If you are not aware of self, it is incredibly hard to contribute greatness to other people if you don't acknowledge what it is about you that is great. And you're not always going to be 100%. That's why self-awareness is, like, super important, like, if I'm low, I'm low. And I'm going to be honest about that because I deserve grace, man. I'm human. I'm not no damn robot. So I hope that you give yourself grace. I hope that you are proud of everything you have accomplished thus far. I hope that you understand your place in this earth, in this world is imperative. We need you. I need you. I love you. I do not care how you feel about me. That has nothing to do with me and my world. Because my purpose for me, it's already written. My purpose is greater than my existence, y'all. I have encountered some. I have encountered so many incredible people who have poured into me. And God, it's very funny to me because I don't think there is any coincidence, but it's so ironic how every time you need something, and I said this to somebody earlier, that I often told my husband, I've realized I don't need to know how. Because I know who. I understand that it's all God's will. So I don't need to know how things are going to come together. I don't need to know how it's going to work out. I just need to rest in the understanding that it will. You know what I'm saying? It will come together. I don't know how. That ain't my business. So it's a freeing experience, and I would love for you to adopt it if you haven't already, because, again, I share the pressure that we exist in. That is our reality. I'm with you, and I am always here to advocate for you. I love you. Whether you love it or hate it, I want nothing but the best for you. I mean that. And I hope that you respect that it's real. My husband and I have had a few drinks. That's why I'm here. He fell asleep. That's my baby. He's the absolute love of my life. You want to tell him God bless you, we love you?
God bless you, people. And we love you.
Told y'all he was asleep.
Yeah. Definitely woke me up.
But this is how it is. It's nothing but love. Nothing but love. Always love. God bless you. Until next time, I'm out.